Injection drug abuse and rates of hepatitis C are on the rise in rural America. But syringe exchange programs, which have been shown to reduce the spread of disease, are located mostly in cities. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, only 1 in 5 exchanges are found in rural areas. But as Jake Harper of Side Effects Public Media reports, a bill passed by Congress late last year could change that.
The needle exchange in Fayette County, Indiana, is hidden in a back office at the health department. Paula Maupin runs the exchange. Basically, it's a desk with baskets of everything a drug user needs, apart from the drugs. Syringes, cotton balls, alcohol swabs, even tourniquets.
I struggle with that. I would much rather talk them into going to rehab as opposed to having to do all this, but I know that's not going to happen, so I do it.
Maupin has seen what sharing supplies can lead to. Last year, another rural Indiana county got hit with an outbreak of HIV. The number of cases in Scott County, where drug abuse is rampant, has topped 180. Fayette County had its own addiction problem, and its rate of hepatitis C was similar to Scott County's.
So that kind of scared us, and we got contacted by the state, and they recommended that we seriously consider applying for a needle exchange. So that's what we did.
But then they hit a barrier. The county couldn't pay for it. Maupin was able to eventually land a small grant, which helped her purchase the supplies she has now. But once business picks up at the exchange, those supplies will not last long.
Don't know what we're going to do. There won't be any money. So I just pray. Do a lot of praying.
Change could be on the way. Last month, President Obama signed the Omnibus Spending Bill. The bill includes language to lift restrictions on using federal funds for needle exchanges. Money still can't be used to purchase needles themselves, but can help pay for staff and other supplies. Daniel Raymond of the Harm Reduction Coalition says this is good news for counties like Fayette.
I'm expecting that a lot of the impact is going to be in more rural and suburban areas that don't have a whole lot of resources but do have some access to federal funds.
After paying for things like roads and schools and jails, rural counties don't usually have a lot of leftover money for something like a needle exchange. But federal dollars could help.
There are several communities across the country who haven't done this but want to do this and are really looking into it. So Ohio, West Virginia, you know, Oregon, etc.
Beth Meyerson heads the Rural Center for AIDS and STD Prevention. She says the change is a good first step. The problem is some states don't take in a lot of federal funds for public health. For instance, in 2014, Indiana was dead last in how much money it took from the CDC on a per capita basis. And even if a state applies for funding, it's not guaranteed to go to rural places.
We'll want to watch, does it hit the ground, and does it hit the ground in every community that really needs it? Or is it hitting the ground in only metro communities?
Another issue is that a lot of states still don't even allow needle exchanges. Raymond says a number of states are looking to change that this year. And at the federal level, he says there needs to be more money made available for problems stemming from addiction.
So that's going to be a big issue in 2016. Can Congress and the administration come up with more dollars to deal with harm reduction, syringe exchange, to deal with overdose, to deal with drug treatment, to deal with the whole spectrum of issues that Indiana and so many other states around the country are confronting right now?
Back in Fayette County, Paula Maupin worries about people contracting hepatitis C or HIV. The possibility of running out of supplies for the needle exchange, it weighs on her.
I have had so many sleepless nights, waking up in a panic, wondering how on earth I'm going to make this happen.
More money would be a big relief. Jake Harper, Side Effects Public Media.